We wanted to hear what girls thought about life, education, and the way they interacted with the world. So we decided to get to know them a little better.
Hello.
Hello, is that Nina?
Hello.
Hi, is that Piper?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Piper, this is Fee calling from Bandstand.
Hi.
Hi, is that Yvella?
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Yvella. How are you?
I'm very good.
We asked them what their hopes were for the future.
Well, I want to study maths at university.
I want to be at the head of a corporate company, hopefully.
Hopefully get into investment banking in a large corporate international bank.
I guess the big goal is become a screen actress.
We wanted to understand the girls and who they are. We asked them where they go for advice.
Usually, like, my parents and my dad.
My mum.
But I have an Oxford mentor. And also my form tutor in school. She helps me as well. She really drives me on, Mrs. Warmer. Yeah, she is my favourite teacher.
And who made the final decision to go to the GDST school?
It was me. It was just literally me.
My dad was completely against me moving, and my mum didn't mind. So in the end of the day, it was me.
Oh,
no. I decided.
We asked them about the benefits of a single-sex environment.
I think you're able to focus more.
I feel like people are more open.
Everybody wants to learn. There's no, like, messing about. I don't really care as much about my physical appearance. Well, like, I've certainly become less self-conscious.
It makes people a lot more comfortable to just be themselves because they don't feel judged.
I don't feel the need to wear makeup all the time. There's less or, like, little to no, like, judgment at all.
Boys judge more, but that seems a bit sexist, but it's probably true.
Because I think in a single-sex school, there's just a lot more freedom for girls to completely be confident and not kind of hold back in any way.
What did they think made a good education?
The balance between educating subject-wise, but also educating on how to lead your life and kind of PSHE, pastorally, stuff like that. Really setting you up for like a life after school.
What were their thoughts on where girls learn without limits?
I guess it means like every student has the ability to go as far as they want to go, and no one's ever going to tell them that they can't.
For me, that means that girls learn without feeling like they need to hold back.
People's passions can be explored. Like, you don't have to stick to a syllabus. You can look at what you're interested in as well, and that you'll be supported in that, and that there'll always be someone there who can help you if you want to learn more about specific things.
If you put your mind to it, you work hard, there's no limits to what you can achieve. You know, if you persevere and you believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you can achieve whatever you want out of life.
I mean, I feel like that's a bit of a contradiction, because it's like where a girl learns where they can stop, like where the end stop is. But I feel like we're taught not to learn about the limits.
Because being wrong is okay, and that's how you learn. If you're not wrong, then you're not learning.
I just think there's no, like, no one can stop you, pretty much. That's what I take from it. Like, you're in charge of your own learning.
So why GDST? We asked them what made them choose a school that they're at.
It was purely academic. The main thing was that the academics was so highly regarded. I really liked the way that I was interviewed. It didn't feel really informal. It felt like I could really be myself. I liked that. It wasn't like under pressure.
Oh my God, I liked the idea of having really small classes, because that was something I didn't have.
When I went to an open day, it was extremely welcoming. Everyone was really friendly and really lovely, and just how all inclusive it is. That's really what attracted me to it.
Because my old school is a strict Catholic school.
With GDST schools and GDST girls, they're all very like inspired, and they all want to do well, which I felt was different.
At the Putney Open Day, I kind of just saw like actually the environment and like how much they encourage you, I think for me was right and was what I wanted.
Just seeing kind of the supportive atmosphere like amongst girls made it, I know, more attractive to go there.
We asked them how they heard about GDST.
My mum actually told me about it.
I think my parents probably found them on like a league table.
Yeah, I went to open day and then I spoke to the head teacher.
I ended up going to the open day and I really liked it. And I just applied and yeah.
We had a promotional card that came in the post.
I'll be honest, apart from school and like school events, I haven't.
In assembly, the head teacher was speaking about like what it means to be a part of the GDSC and like the alumni, the connections and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it looked really good.
And does it live up to the hype? We asked them how their experiences have been so far.
Well, I went in with like not knowing anyone, like knowing all people, and I think I've definitely made friends. They were definitely inclusive.
Everyone would like come up to me and say hi and introduce themselves, which was really nice.
It's been great. I've loved all the time. I think the best thing about this school is the level of care that the school has for the pupils.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just happy with my choice.
Like, I think if you ever have a problem, there's always someone you can go and talk to. The teachers actually care about what they're teaching about. They care about the students.
Definitely, like, the opportunities that came with it. So, like, outside of lessons, the trips I went to, the support that I get, like, all round.
Your smallest class, you're by yourself?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So is that an A-level that you're studying that nobody else is studying?
Yeah. It's PRE, philosophy, religion and ethics, being just one-on-one. It's really helpful to me.
What did they enjoy the most about GDST's sixth form life?
I love my friends.
Making friends, meeting new people, branching out.
The level of independence and the support.
The network of like all the different GDST schools. Yeah, the community phase of it.
I also love all the opportunities that I've been given.
The supportive atmosphere, like the amount of we get on the constant, like there's always someone to talk to.
And then I also really like my teachers. I think they're great teachers.
The level of technology in the school.
The fact that I get to manage my own time. Like I'm responsible for my learning.
What extracurricular activities were they involved in?
A mixture, I'd say.
I did something with my best friend last term. We love conspiracy theories. We watch them all the time together at lunch. So we thought that we should set up a club, so we went to Miss Franklin, who is the head of year, and we set up the Spirit of Zero Club.
The African Caribbean Society.
I'm on the school football team, which was never a thing in my old school.
I've been playing the guitar for about half a year now.
Well, at the moment I'm part of a project called Create Norwich.
I'm a young member of the Royal Institution, so I go to their lectures really often, and I go to the Maths Masterclasses that they do every autumn term.
Yes, at the moment I'm trying to set up a sign language club.
Well, so today I'm running like LGBT society at my school, which is really
good. So you're running what, sorry?
I've ever run a club. LGBT society.
Okay, brilliant. LGBT.
Yeah, so I haven't ever run a club before, and that's been like a crazy experience.
Created this plan to reinvent Castle Mall and make it more sustainable.
Did they feel they were on the right path for the career they wanted?
Yeah, I think just making sure that I stand out from the rest.
I definitely think I'm on the right path. Things seem to be like just fitting into place. The hard work, giving up, believing in myself and taking all the opportunities I can get my hands on and making the most of them.
We asked what three words they'd use to describe a GDST education.
Fun, supportive and inspiring, yeah.
Fun. I think it's very inclusive.
Inclusive.
Community, fun and caring.
Warm-hearted.
Exhilarating.
Inspiring.
Supportive.
Empowering. And I would say exciting.
And then, driven.
And
challenging, but I mean that in a good way.
Oh, third one. Opportunity.
I also think that they genuinely care about my future.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's not one word.
And we asked, how would they recommend a GDST school to someone?
I would say definitely.
I would say go for it because it's great.
I'd say, from my experience, I would never want to be in any other school. And I think if you're someone who wants to have the opportunity to learn so many other things and not just kind of learn a curriculum and that's it, it's for you.
Definitely, it's more than just the hours that you're in school for. I know that people leave GDST schools and they still have the community to come back to, like when they finish uni and stuff.
It's such good fun.
There's a lovely community feeling. There's always going to be support. The alumni network is fast.
I'm
and it gives you an opportunity to be within this large network of strong ladies who are always welcoming to you towards each other.
Just go for it. Like, you'd regret it if you didn't, and you'd probably make the most amazing friends.
And if the network would help them get what they wanted out of life.
I really hope so. It's not something I necessarily thought about, but now I am actually thinking about it, it might be really useful to look into that.
I think so. Like, I have had a look on there, and there's so many like alumni.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly try and make use of that where I can and get advice or any kind of job opportunities or work experience or something. Like, I think that's brilliant, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you tapped into that at all?
No, but I will.
You will.
I hope so. Yeah.
Fantastic. Did you know about that network before you came to the school?
No, I didn't.
So it's just an added bonus once you get there.
Oh yeah, it was great when I heard about it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would really like to look at it for work experience or for opportunities.
So where should we be targeting them? Had they noticed advertising for DDST?
I feel like at one time maybe on a billboard.
I don't think so.
There was one time where I was like, oh, that's DDST, I go to school. I think she had kind of like long hair and it was a DDST thing and she looked very confident. I don't know.
I've never seen anything on DDST, like on DDST outside school.
We asked what brands appeal to them.
I really liked the Nike women's ad campaign about kind of uplifting women. And I think it's really inspiring.
I like Nike and Champion.
I really like H&M for the clothes that you cheap. Zara, the brands and ads, I love them. Because they're like really inclusive, lively, like colourful, simple but not too complicated, but gets the message across quickly from the start.
I love Pandora.
Pandora, okay, brilliant.
Well, actually I don't buy from fashion brands. I buy almost from charity shops or vintage or like hang-me-downs kind of thing.
I think it has to be Nike.
And if any other advertising had caught their eye?
Increasing awareness around mental health and that kind of thing, like with my charity.
A lot of beauty influencers posting. Yeah, it's called Sugar Bear Hair.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really funny campaign for Uber Eats before Love Island.
There's this beauty YouTuber called James Charles. I follow.
It's because they're not repetitive, I think, as well. Because whenever I think of ads, I think of like Grammarly ads before YouTube videos, and it's just so repetitive.
I normally keep up to date with all the Love Island contestants.
We asked what social media did they use?
YouTube, yeah, but not regularly. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. WhatsApp? Does that count?
Mainly just Instagram and Snapchat. YouTube, not Facebook.
Not Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook account.
Probably Twitter.
Yeah, I have Snapchat. I use that mostly, and then I also have Instagram.
Yeah, I do use Instagram. Yeah, Snapchat.
Instagram and Twitter. And I have Snapchat, but I don't really count that as social media because it's more messaging, but Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I only really go on Instagram and YouTube, and I don't spend that much time. It's YouTube, to be honest. I use it mostly for talking with my friends online and
Instagram and Snapchat mainly, and then I use WhatsApp, but not as much.
And how did they use their social media channels?
Share stories, photos, like talk to friends, like see what's going on in the social world, trends.
If I'm doing anything particularly exciting, then I'll post. I don't actually tweet that much. I just kind of like a lot of tweets.
Read stuff.
Really tweet a lot of tweets. Yeah, I don't really actually tweet that much.
Twitter, usually just for reading other people's tweets. I don't really tweet myself.
Yeah, all of those.
Funnily enough, the one that I really love is Kate Middleton, like the royal family. I love seeing what they're wearing. I'm not a fan of the Kardashians.
Okay.
Which seems to be, I feel like that was the answer that many people give.
No, actually, interestingly.
I don't really post that much. I mostly just watch videos.
Okay.
And then I follow me and my girls. You really like those.
You follow who, sorry?
Me and my girls. You know, there are videos called satisfying videos, so there's like, I don't know, someone cutting a cake perfectly. I really like those.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like mixing paint.
Moving image. I think it's quite cool.
It's
different.
Yeah, I do post stuff. I normally normally just post pictures. Like, I wouldn't normally send out a tweet. I would just retweet other people's tweets.
I like static images.
I think moving images, yeah.
Sometimes I'll put music videos, but usually I'll just put some music on and either dance to it or just chill.
We asked what they felt about the support at a GDST school.
But at Wimbledon, everyone is genuinely really friendly. Like, if you see someone who looks alone, you always see someone running up to them, seeing if they're okay.
We have, assemblies and talks about, you know, mental health or eating disorders and things like that. So everyone's quite aware of it, and there's even, like, clubs and stuff where they talk about these kind of things.
The support network, I mean, as in, like, the dorm tutors and the head of year, like, they're always there. They often seem, like, available.
But we do, like, peer mentoring. So I'm a prefect, and we have our own, like, form group, which we go to every week. And, like, in that form group, we talk to them and sort of peer mentor them. We had one of the teachers, Dr. Dixon, and he gave us, like, peer mentoring, sort of, he trained us how to be good peer mentors.
Yeah, there is a good support network, because I know I was struggling with one of my subjects, and I had a meeting with my head of year and the head of the department, and they made sure that I came back on track, that I wasn't falling too far.
So what do we make of everything we've heard so far? We believe the girls themselves have given us the answers, so that we can determine what attracts them to a place where they can discover their best selves.
Now kick down the heartache, 'cause when we started, back when we started, I never believed it.